Look, it happens. It's Christmas season. You're going to get a gift and you're not going to like it.
Yeah, I've never given a gift that somebody hasn't liked, but I can imagine that would be the worst.
Of course, yeah.
No, never, not would, one time.
No, never. Mm. Katie does give good gifts. I'm like, you got your husband what?
Yep.
I hope he's grateful.
And this is how he does. Oh, thanks.
Thanks. Thanks. Well, it might be a sign he didn't like the gift. But these are some things you might say,
yeah,
have said, or we'll hear other people say. Or maybe you heard him say it in the past. You're like, oh, dang. Mm. For example, when they open the gift, it's right after they open the gift and they look at it, they go, where did you get this?
Oh.
Usually as a sign. Like, you're not, if you like something, you're like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. Like, oh wow.
You can't contain yourself when you love the gift.
Where did you get this?
They're thinking, where did you get it so I can return it? Stat.
Absolutely. Like, we mentioned before we got back that if they hear them say, oh, it's so unique. They're not saying normal things.
That's not normal.
Unique meaning you're an idiot. No one would ever pick this out. What are you doing?
And what am I going to do with it?
Yeah.
My brother, Abe, who is the most generous person I know, seriously, the most generous person. We had to beg him to give us a Christmas list. But when he was younger, maybe this is why. When he was younger, he could not hide his face when he hated a gift.
Oh.
He'd be like, it's like you could see him and he couldn't even pretend to be happy. I'm like, Abe, I remember being his older brother just by a year and a half. Hey, remember Christmas? If you don't like something, just smile. And so he tried. He was like, thank you.
It's the most forced, fake smile.
And he's like a grateful person, but when he was younger, he couldn't hide it. I'm talking about like even as a teenager. You're like, oh, you hate that gift. No, I don't. I like it.
It's
stop.
Great. I'm the type of gift giver that as soon as I buy it, I want to give it to you.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot wait.
I'm the same.
That's why I think I have to wait. Like, I do a little bit of shopping in advance, but I think for the most part, I have to wait until almost, not the day of, but I have to wait very close to whatever, you know, Christmas, birthdays, whatever, to be able to give it because the suspense kills me. Kills me.
Absolutely. I love, yeah.
And I think of any excuse to give you the present. Like, for example, the other night, Ben made a really delicious dinner, and I was like, that was so good. Do you want your Christmas gift?
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, no, I don't.
No?
No, my son.
They're not like a reward.
Is the opposite. He is the kind that can't wait for the gift.
Yeah.
So he's like, Dad, just give me my gifts now. I'm like, no.
Oh.
It'll be a month before his birthday or a month before Christmas. I'm like, no. And listen, Amazon, and maybe there's a button you can press that I missed or something.
What?
I had a gift delivered, his number one thing he wanted, and they deliver it in the box that shows what it is.
Yep, I've had that happen a couple times. I don't think there's unless you pay to have it wrapped.
I mean, I think they say, like, is this a gift? But I think they just took for, like, a gift receipt.
That's more for the receipt, yeah.
Yeah, and to give you the opportunity to have it wrapped.
He wanted a gaming monitor, and so I was like, okay. And then, of course, they deliver it, the 1 minute that he's there before I am, or, like, when I'm not looking.
Yeah.
And it just comes in the box. No, it's when we're out of town.
Yeah.
He saw it, and he was like, oh, I already got it. Can I open it? I'm like,
no.
No.
Wait.
You got to ship that stuff to somebody else's house, bro.
Yeah.
Or use the radio station. That's what I do.
Yeah, I should do that.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that.
The only reason
they'll leave it out front.
Yeah, that's the reason I don't like doing it. It's caused me a lot of panic, but if I do it early in the week, I know at least it'll be here during a business day.
Oh, yeah. Stuff outside in front of our station, I think it's stolen in 2 seconds.
No, it'd get gone.
But, with that, I was just like, every other gift that's been delivered has been, you know,
in
concealed.
A box. Yeah.
Just the number one thing. The number one thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
If you are having, this is just a tip as well. If you are having a large gift delivered, like, for example, a grill or something like a solo stove, which does come boxed or sent in the box and it has a huge solo stove on the outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Turn off your Ring cams.
Pro tip.
Times the Ring cam has ruined my Christmas gifts.
That's
SOBs. You need to quit shipping it to your own houses.
I know. Where do you have it shipped?
My mom's house.
Oh, well, she's always, so you know,
yeah. My mom is close. I should do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Other go-to responses for gifts you don't like. This one you've heard, you know, because they're trying to be like, oh, but you shouldn't have. Like, literally, you shouldn't have.
Oh, you shouldn't. Yeah, you shouldn't have.
Usually it's said like, oh, you spend too much money, but really they don't want it. Another one is, I really appreciate this. That's not a normal response right after you open the gift.
It isn't?
That comes later.
Oh.
It's like, oh, I really needed this. Oh, maybe later you say that. I think when you really like something, you're excited about it.
You can't contain it.
Some say this, and this one is the most confusing. I love it. So they're just lying to you. Yeah. Well, then that's the most tricky.
How are you supposed to know?
That's your own fault. You're going to keep getting bad gifts if you lie about it.
Rewarding bad behavior.
My husband says I do it all the time. Yep. He says all the time, and I think that's rude because a gift is a gift.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, it kind of reminds me like Jerry Seinfeld in a similar vein. He would say, you know, women who fake it for a sexy time. He's like,
they're only hurting themselves.
You're just hurting yourself. You're rewarding bad behavior.
Yep. Yes, but when somebody takes the time to give you a gift, they're thinking of you. It's the how about the whole thought of it's the thought that counts.
That's one of them on here.
I'm all right with that.
They said you shouldn't say it. Just think it. You should never say it. But some people actually say it. Oh, it's the thought that counts. Like that's kind of almost.
Okay,
yeah, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't want to hear that you tell me that if I just got you a gift.
No, I know.
No,
because then it's red flag central that you hate it.
Only 10% of people actually say it, but when that's a lot of people. Though
I didn't know that that was a response to you hating the gift. I was saying it's the thought that counts. That's why you should always be appreciative of what's being given to you.
You can feel that way, but if you say that,
don't
like,
you
Katie,
can
if you
never
gave
say
me
that.
Something, I looked at you and said that, you would kill me.
Yeah. I kick you, that's for sure.
And the number one go-to response for dislike gifts, thank you for thinking of me. Meaning it's like,
yeah,
basically you're saying, thanks for thinking of me. The gift, you swung and a miss.
Yeah, you can say that in your thank you note, which is typically what I do.
Right.
Thank you so much for thinking of me.
Let me tell you why something that I suffer from benefits here. My RBF.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It looks like I hate every gift.
so
all I have
know.
To do is slightly tweak my response when I do get a gift and everybody thinks I love it. When in reality, I would say I dislike most of the gifts I get.
Really?
Matt,
yeah.
Why?
Because there's no, like, very rarely does someone put a lot of thought. I'll drop hints 12 months a year about things I want. Never happens. My wife's a horrible gift giver.
Oh, wow. Get her on the phone.
So close to Christmas.
We need to teach her. Will she get you like a... Because you're a Detroit Lions fan, like Green Bay Packers?
Well, normally, like, we've agreed that we should probably just, like, do a trip together.
Yes.
Yeah. So that it's better that way.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, if there is a holiday where we're giving each other gifts, I win every time. And it's not even close. The one time she came close was when she got me tickets to see Fleetwood Mac.
Okay. That's a great gift.
And that was like a tie.
Okay.
With what I got her. So normally, she's not great. So when people ask her, what would Matt want? She's even worse because she's saving what she thinks are the best things for her to get me.
So she's telling people, like, trash.
Yeah. So, like, people are like, oh, he really liked it. And then I'll get home and Hannah goes, what do you think of these gifts? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm never going to touch them.
What's an example of a bad gift that somebody gives?
Let me look and see what time it is. Who might be listening?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got a weird-looking hoodie a couple years ago.
Okay.
That I was adamant. I'm like, I'm just going to keep it. I'm just going to keep it, and maybe I'll wear it around the house. And Hannah was like, you don't like it, do you? And I was like, no, but I'm not going to tell the person that gave it to me I don't like it. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, she ended up telling him I didn't like it.
So betrayed.
But what's an example of a bad gift that Hannah's gotten you, your wife?
That Hannah's given me?
Yeah.
Or
just one that you're like, okay, I totally killed you on this one.
And also, you don't know me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because normally what I do is I go above and beyond to find like personalized things or things that she has kind of mentioned at one point that she wants. I file it away. And I keep it. And then she'll like, look at all these things I got you from Five and Below. I'm like, wow.
Sounds like she learned that from my ex-wife.
Yeah, it's a pretty dope SpongeBob coffee mug. Thank you.
It looks cool. Yeah, that's like something you put in a stocking stuffer.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Kind of like an extra little fun.
Yeah.
Not a gift.